And joining us on the telephone to look at all things weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Temperatures out there in the 40s and lower 50s this hour, light winds. It's a beautiful spring morning, and I know that a lot of farmers are already in the fields, I'm sure. It's going to be a busy day. In fact, we're going to see a busy several days coming up. Now, it's not perfect weather for all of the Midwest. Portions of Ohio and Michigan, as well as Indiana and Kentucky, will see some shower activity developing tomorrow across parts of those areas. The precipitation is going to be light, but it will still be a little bit of an aggravation for field progress. Now, some of those showers associated with that disturbance will actually begin a little later today across Michigan, maybe a few spots in northern Illinois and northern Indiana, southern portions of Wisconsin. Sorry, I'll get all this straight. But for the most part, the precipitation is going to be very light today and shouldn't be disruptive to farming activity, whereas tomorrow we'll see the precipitation maybe a little bit more significant in portions of Ohio and Indiana as we get into the afternoon and evening hours. The system will only produce maybe a quarter of an inch of moisture for a lot of the region, maybe a couple of exceptions in eastern Ohio, but still it will interfere with some farming activity. Now, in the meantime, there'll be a frontal system that'll move into the northwestern Corn Belt. This will occur mostly on the Thursday evening into Friday morning period. That frontal system will likely generate a little bit of light rainfall erratically across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, and into Wisconsin and Nebraska. It's not likely to have much impact either, but we will see a little enhancement of that on Friday night into Saturday as the system settles into parts of Iowa and some neighboring areas of Illinois, northwestern Illinois, and southern parts of Wisconsin. By the time we get to Sunday, that little disturbance will be shifting a little bit further to the south and east. But none of the rain associated with this event is going to be all that impressive, but it will be just enough maybe to hinder a little bit of farming activity. So we'll see trace amounts running upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch in a few spots. Most of the precipitation will be pretty light, though. The lower parts of the region, including the Ohio River Valley, as well as parts of the lower Missouri River Valley, are probably going to see the least amount of rainfall for the next several days. And again, that's excepting the Ohio and parts of Indiana, but you get down to the river, and I do think it will be relatively dry. And so those areas will start seeing some much better field conditions, and farming will become more aggressive across that area and further south into the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states as well. The temperature bias over these next few days will get a little bit better as time moves along as well. I'm expecting the highs today to run upper 50s and 60s in the Great Lakes region, but 60s and lower 70s in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, and as we get into the western Corn Belt, be more solidly into the 70s. As we go into the day tomorrow, the temperatures will turn a little bit cooler again across parts of the eastern Midwest as that little disturbance comes down. That's the system that brings the shower activity into Ohio and Indiana. So the temperatures will only be in the 50s and lower 60s as we go through the day tomorrow, and it'll be a little slow warming back up on Friday as well with upper 60s possible. And then as we get into the weekend, most of the eastern Midwest will then start seeing some 70-degree temperatures. We get fairly warm by Monday. We may be over 80 degrees near the Ohio River, so things do get better. In the western Corn Belt, it'll be a lot better a lot sooner. Temperatures over there will be in the 70s on a regular basis through the weekend into early next week, with some temperatures over 80 degrees showing up during the weekend itself. Our low temperatures at night expected to be mostly favorable as well. There shouldn't be any freezes around in any part of the Midwest that's important to crop development. We will see a lot of lows in the 40s, a few upper 30s, and then maybe early next week even some 50-degree readings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.